The full bench of the Constitutional Court heard arguments in this case, in which the two were challenging their expulsion from the House of National Assembly after they were recalled by President Robert Mugabe's ruling ZANU-PF party. Mutasa and Mliswa's lead attorney, Lovemore Maduku, told the court that the Speaker of Parliament, Jacob Mudenda, erred when he expelled the legislators without affording them a chance to be heard. Maduku argued that Mudenda should have given them reasonable time to access the courts. Mutasa has dismissed his expulsion and his colleagues from the party following the ZANU-PF Congress last December, which saw the fall of then-Vice President Joyce Mujuru and several others. They were accused of attempting to topple President Mugabe, an accusation they dismissed as untrue. In today's court proceedings, Mudenda's lawyer, Simplicius Chiambakwe, argued that there was nothing unlawful in the speaker's actions, adding that ZANU-PF would be the ultimate loser if the relief being sought had been granted, because Mutasa and Mliswa had ceased to be ZANU-PF members following their expulsion from the ruling party. He also argued that by giving Mutasa and Mliswa a chance to be heard, the speaker would have violated the law which explicitly directs him to expel a lawmaker from the House of Assembly if the MP is no longer a member of the party whose ticket he or she used to get into parliament. Maduku told reporters after the court session that his clients were bound by the court's findings.
We were relying on the Constitution. Our own interpretation of the Constitution had been the kind of arguments we were making, that we believe the Speaker ought to have talked to the person's consent, and that he didn't do that. We believe that was a breach of the Constitution. But the court has a different view, and they are entitled to be the final authority on what the Constitution says.
Chiambakwe said he was happy that the matter had been put to rest.
No, we are very happy, and our clients are very happy, and justice has been done, and the human rights, the no partner to our client, have been upheld by the court.
Meanwhile, President Mugabe has proclaimed June 10th as the date on which by-elections to fill vacancies in the two constituencies would be held. On the same day, by-elections would be held to fill vacancies in parliament created by the expulsion of MDC renewal team members from parliament. The opposition party is currently challenging their expulsion from the Augusta House, and their case would be held on April 14th. An independent lawyer and researcher, Derek Matsak, says these by-elections are unconstitutional as Zimbabwe has not yet harmonized electoral laws with the new constitution. Matsak is quoted by the Zimbabwe Independent newspaper as saying the executive has violated the constitution as some of the by-elections are not being held within the 90-day period stipulated in the country's supreme law. To make matters worse, he says the Registrar General is still expected to handle the voters' roll instead of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, as stipulated in the country's constitution. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.